This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
No Josh Jacobs for the Packers on Sunday, so his replacement Emmanuel Wilson from Division II Fort Valley State ran for 107 yards and two touchdowns to help the Packers beat the rival Vikings 23-6 in Lambeau. Now that was good for a game ball afterwards.
Yeah, first one. Means a lot to me personally just because, I mean, I went out there and performed when my number was called.
Vikings booted a field goal on their first possession to take a 3-0 lead. The Packers would score a touchdown on their next possession and control the game the rest of the way.
When we get up on teams, you know, and they're forced to throw the ball, we feel like we can let the dogs eat. Like, we just get to let them off the leash and, you know, let one and 5-2 do what they got to do. And I guess you saw today kind of the results of that.
That's Evan Williams, who had a pick, one of three Packer takeaways on the day. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
A big day for the defense, collecting 5 sacks, 10 quarterback hits, and holding the Vikings to 6 points. Micah Parsons, 2 sacks to give him 10 for the season. He's just the second player since 1982 to post 10-plus sacks in each of his first 5 seasons in the league, the late Reggie White being the other. Packers now 2-0 in the NFC North. They have a quick turnaround facing the Lions on Thursday in Detroit. I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.